healthy life.
Back in the second hour of the Tom Chenault Show. This is going to be fun. We have got the women of network marketing. And so we've got the two barking chihuahuas of my life, Marianne Niehaus and Denise Chenault. It is going to be fun. We still have John Fogg here because hopefully I'm going to need some backup because these women.
You're going to need it, Tom.
All right.
You're going to need a lot of backup.
What do you think of this, John Milton Fogg? Is this going to be fun enough or not?
Oh, you're on your own, buddy.
I'm really not. So before we go there, I want to talk about something that's pretty amazing. When I met Marianne Niehaus, she was pretty not a network marketer. And when I met Denise Chenault, she was pretty not a network marketer. And neither one of them were really wanting to become network marketers. And you know, I think that's the, it's easy to say, well, Tom, you've got a radio show, you've got this, you've got that. It would be easy if I were you. But you women have done, you guys self-taught yourself this business. You weren't born network marketers like people accuse myself and John Fogg of being. You just rolled up your sleeves and got it done. And John, you and I were talking earlier about just what we were going to talk about and just talk about the editor of Psychology Today and what he said, and maybe talking about what Covey said about, and then it's all going to come clear as to why these women got this so well and they're kicking butt out there. Would you mind just speaking to that a little bit before we get rolling?
Sure. The story that I had told you, Tom, was one I heard long, long ago when I first came into network marketing, and Richard Brook told me this story. And it's a true story. It's about an editor of Psychology Today magazine who was writing a book. And he gave himself a project that he would climb on an airplane in New York City, and he would fly all the way to LAX, and the six-hour flight. And what he would do is that he would only ask his seatmate questions. That's all he would do, no declarative statements. He wouldn't tell him anything, just ask questions. And he wanted to see what would happen. And so, in fact, he climbs on a plane, first-class ticket, sits down next to somebody. They go all the way to L.A. He asks questions across the whole continent of the United States, and he has a research assistant meet his seatmate and interview him. And two things that were really interesting came out of that interview. Number one, this guy that sat next to the editor of Psychology Today didn't know his name. That's a pretty good indication that he never volunteered anything. Number two is it's the punchline. And that is that this guy who sat next to the editor of Psychology Today, who only asked questions, said he was the most interesting person he'd ever met in his life. Now, I remember Tom Big Al Schrider, telling me a story once about when he was in England, and he met a husband and wife team that were in his organization. And his wife, Susan, took off with the wife, and he took off with the husband. And he and the husband went to a pub, and Susan and this lady, they went shopping. And they got back together about 3 or 4 hours later. And Susan Tom said so to Susan, "So tell me, what is she like?" And for the next hour, Susan told him all about this woman. All the kids, the things they did together, what her dreams were, what her values were, what she loved about this, what she didn't like about that. And she just went, Susan went on and on and on and on. When she was done, she said to Tom, "Well, you know, tell me about this man." And Tom said, "Well, he likes beer and football." And that was it. And that's indicative, both of those stories are indicative of something that I think is natural to women. And, you know, at the risk of being accused of being sexist, I think there are things that the female gender does better. Maybe it's hardwired, maybe it's genetic, maybe it's environment or role play. I don't know what it is, but women are nurturers, they're teachers, they're caretakers, and they are seemingly far more interested in each other and in other people than most men tend to be. We have to learn those things, Tom. And I think that's the reason why there are more people, more female people in network marketing, is that it's a natural for them.
We agree. Marianne, what's happened to you once you started just taking your skills as a woman and your nurturing skills and your listening skills? What's happened to you? I mean, you're a different human being. I mean, you've figured this out. Talk about that a little.
Well, I think at first it's hard to recognize that you can use all of these tools that you already have. You know, we taught what John's saying about women. I think we are very intuitive. We are very caring. And but in business, you know, in traditional business, that's a little bit different aspect. And so by being able to take what it is that we just do naturally and bring that to building our network business, it really opened my eyes. I didn't, you know, I can remember one time when I was writing an email to somebody in network marketing, and they said, well, that doesn't sound like much fun, the email itself. But in the corporate world, I feel like, you know, you don't get to know your clients like that. You don't know your partners like that, whereas in network marketing, take that to the table and things just start happening. It's crazy.
And Denise, you've taught me that. I mean, if there's one thing that you've taught me with like a frying pan, is to shut up and listen and actually listen, not just nod at opportune times, but actually listen to people. I mean,
with a frying pan.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've had to have a little trouble.
If I could transfer that to our marriage, we would be golden, Tom.
Yeah. So talk about that a little bit.
No. Well, I think the example that John just gave is
we are golden.
Awesome. Because you know, so many times you'll go meet someone and learn a little bit, and then come back and I'll say, well, did you ask him this? You know, what about that? And so things that are just totally glaringly apparent to me, it doesn't occur to you to find out. So I think John's right. There's a certain aspect of relationship building that's instinctual almost with women. Yes.
Let me interrupt you for a second.
Go ahead.
What I'm after is, what's the reason that you see for that? I've got one in mind, but I'd love to know, why do you think that happened?
Well, I think that, I think that building relationships, you know, if you look at male-female relationships, women typically have two, maybe four really close friends that they know really, really well, whereas men have a dozen different acquaintances that they know a little bit well. And I think that what we do in this in network marketing in this industry is we take that learning a lot, going deep. Tom says this all the time. You got to go deep with people, and that's really what it's about. You can't just know the surfacey sort of thing about people that you're enrolling in your business. You've got to go deep. You got to get to the nitty gritty. And I think for women, that's a little bit easier, whereas for men, it it's maybe not as comfortable doing that.
Well, that's because half of them think I'm coming on to them. I get more drinks thrown on me in airplanes. It's unbelievable.
Marianne, why do you think that's so? Do you agree with Denise?
Yeah, I do, because I think, we're just natural at building that relationship. And the other thing that bringing people, you know, when we're talking about bringing people to events and bringing people to meetings and what have you, you know, when you ask your girlfriends, hey, come and join me with this, they're all about supporting you. And so in turn, you are about supporting them. And so that relationship, you know, it's true. And, you know, my husband, I talk to him, you know, half the time he doesn't even know if his buddies are married or not unless they mention their wives. He would never think to ask that. And again, I kind of, you know, like where Tom was saying, sometimes people think you're coming on to them. You want to be real clear about that. I'm just asking because I'm curious.
I agree. What I think is the difference is that there's a difference of agenda. I think men are always trying to get something. They've got a goal in mind. They've got a place this one's going to go. And women don't have that. Women have a tendency to, like, art for art's sake, get to know you for the sake of getting to know you. That's the agenda. They want to get connected. They want to learn who you are. It's genuine. It's natural. Bam. That's what it is. But a man, usually, unless there's a purpose for it, he's kind of lost. Does that make sense?
I am. If this is going nowhere, I have trouble staying in the conversation with human beings called intimacy, authenticity, and relatedness, where I think women gravitate toward that. I think men think it needs to go somewhere.
Exactly.
And that, you know, there's got to be a goal line in sight rather than just being with it. And the trouble with that is that that's not what network... Oh, well, you frowned.
No, you were just yawning. I had a crank in my neck. Sorry.
Oh, okay, sorry. So we're gonna take a break. We got the whole hour because fortunately Terry Fossum, a great author, wrote a great book, got caught on an airplane, and he's not gonna be here. So we're just gonna talk this out. Well, you can text us if you want to throw something in. Mary Dornan, thank you for your great comments. Rosemary Highgate, same deal. Really appreciate you listening to the show. We're just gonna have some fun with this. If you want to text us, 720-840-7222, or just throw it up on my Facebook wall. We're watching everything like a hawk here. And again, John Fogg and Denise and Marianne are all really, really good at this. So don't hesitate to contact and friend them up on Facebook because they really know their way around this relationship track. We'll be right back.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Ginny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
We are back. It is Tom Chenault, and it is the Tom Chenault Show. I do hope you are having a great Sunday afternoon. Thank goodness for my great wife. She not only communicates well, she keeps an eye on things, and she's just the best of the best of the best. So we are talking here with John Milton Fogg and Marianne Niehaus, and we're talking about women power. We're talking about the relationship being the most important component in the enrollment process of people in network marketing. Denise, what do you want to say?
Well, I just think that last night when you called John Milton Fogg, and he just said, I am having the best time developing the relationship with people. I thought that was just the cutest thing because...
He was like a little boy, wasn't he?
It was like, yeah, it was like having a little kid on the phone, and you were so enthusiastic and so excited, and, you know, that's what it's all about.
And he wasn't
talking
about keeping score like John Fogg winning. He was all about his team and his relationships and all the things that are so important to you and I. John Fogg, I mean, it's very cool watching an international figure like you just win. And that's great, John. So what do you say to that, baby?
Thank you.
It's just awesome.
And I am, you know, it's true. I am having a ball. And part of it certainly is the process, which I'm loving. Mm. And part of it is also, Tom, I have to admit, and maybe this is keeping score in some way, but I've been talking about this for years. I've been teaching it for years, and now I'm doing it. And, you know, there's a difference between standing up on stage or sitting there writing a book that talks about this and actually putting it into action and having it be true. So there's a little bit of vindication or something like that going on as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that is the truth. And you and I did a pretty crazy interview a couple of days ago where we flipped everything around, and John Milton Fogg interviewed me. And it was an insanely great interview, not because of my answers, but because of my questions. Because of the questions John asked me. And Marianne Niehaus, what did you think and what did you get out of that interview that John and I did together?
Well, I thought it was funny because when John called me and he was talking about this interview, he was like a little boy in a candy store going on and on and on about how powerful this was and how this coffee shop interview that we, you know, talk about so much in our business and how that's such a core to the relationship building. And I'm thinking to myself, I thought, John, you know, I sit next to this guy all day long. I hear this. I know how powerful this whole interview system is. And, he was so dang excited, weren't you, John?
Well, it was wonderful. And once again, Marianne, I've been, with all due respect, you're not old enough to know this one. I've been talking about this for 25 years. And what you don't know is that for the first 5 to 10 years, I got nothing but flack for talking about lead with the business? No. Lead with the product? No. Lead with the relationship. I mean, people left and right put me down and ridiculed that point of view. So to watch it come alive and be the way that I've always thought it should be. And Tom and I did not compare notes. Tom did not develop the coffee shop interview by going to school on me, nor did I go to school on Tom. We came at this out of our own experience, our own decisions about how and who we wanted to be in this business. And I also think, you know, coming back to our power and women deal, that really this business of asking questions and listening, asking questions and listening, it's not that it's so alien to men, but it is, I think, biologically and culturally much more natural for women.
Completely.
Yeah, I agree.
Tommy, you got time for a story?
No. We got a break coming up in about 30 seconds. We got a huge segment right after this that you can tell the story in.
Okay.
The coffee shop interview, the interview that John alluded to, is just something that we threw together that took three different areas of our life that we're passionate about, and we molded them into one. And you can listen to that by going to mastersofenrollment.com. John might have it up on his site, but you definitely want to listen to it if you want to get a handle on the way I do it, the way John does it, the way Denise does it, the way Marianne does it. So that's pretty cool. We're coming back right after this. Stick around.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel.
Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Back, it's Tom Chenault, it's Denise Chenault, it is Marianne Niehaus and John Milton Fogg. And we are talking about relationships, all this touchy-feely, Oprah Winfrey, Ellen DeGeneres stuff.
Love those two.
Well, I didn't say I didn't. Did it sound like I was kind of being disdainful? Anyway.
And we're watching what are we watching?
We're watching the Daytona 500. 7 laps to go, and Danica Patrick's in fourth place, which would be a great step for women if she could win that thing. So that's pretty exciting. So there's all kinds of great things happening right this minute in life, and she's in fifth place now. But I'm telling you what, this show has been great because number one, we love Bob Crisp. Number two, the three people on this phone are really the three people I'm working closest to in network marketing these days. And it's just, it warms my heart to see so much success coming around us. It's just great. John, you want to tell a little story?
Yeah, it is a very favorite story of mine because it talks about the power of something that I think women do naturally. And it's a story that it's a true story about Stephen Covey, the late Stephen Covey Sr. He was in New York City on a subway on a Sunday morning. Now, if you're from another part of the country and you don't know what the New York subway is like, it's the circulatory system of Manhattan. These tubes are running all over the place, and just millions of people are flying back and forth and forth and back in these subway cars. People are jammed in. It's like sardines. It's screaming and yelling and hustle and bustle, except Sunday mornings. Sunday mornings, the subways in New York are like church. People go, they grab their New York Times, and if you don't know that, that's a 7-inch thick paper that weighs 20 pounds, and they grab their triple latte, caffeine-free whatever thing that they're drinking, and their bagel and lox, and they go and they hang on the subway, and it's a religious experience. It's really like church. It's meditative. It's going clickety-clackety, clickety-clackety. It's like meditation. So Cubby's on the subway. They stop at a station, doors open, and into this car explode these two kids, like 10 and 7 years old, boy and a girl. And they are madness. They are jumping off the walls. They're screaming. They're yelling. They're nuts. And right behind them comes this guy who is non compos mentis. It's clearly he's got to be their father. But he's just looking down at the ground. He's paying no attention. And he slumps down next to Covey. And the kids are nuts. They're knocking over people's possessions, coffee. They're literally taking papers out of people's hands. And Covey is a gentle man. And he's the father of, I don't know, he's a Mormon gentleman. He's 120 kids. How many, you know? He's just patience personified. But he's getting more and more and more aggravated by the behavior of these children, and that the father isn't doing a thing at all. And finally, Covey turns to this guy and he says, "Sir, your children are disturbing everyone in this car. Please be a responsible parent and get them under control now." And for the first time, the guy looks up at Covey and he goes, "Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. You're right. We just came from the hospital where their mother died, and I guess they don't know how to handle it. I know I don't." In an instant, Covey shifted 180 degrees. He put his hand on the man's knee and he said, "My dear sir, how can I help you?" I say what shifted was his listening for this guy. His listening up to that point when he got that information was, this is a bad father. This man is irresponsible. He's not taking control of his children. He's not being a good parent. And bang, he got this information and he shifted his listening to one of incredible compassion. Now, under those circumstances, I doubt any of us would have behaved in any different way than Covey. What it points out is that we have control over our listening. We can listen by design or listen by default. Now, if you think about the prospecting process and this coffee shop interview that Tom has taught us, that's listening by design. We are asking questions that bring out the best of these people we're speaking to. We want to know what their values are, what their dreams are, what their aspirations are. And when you ask people those kinds of questions, the energy builds. They feel great about themselves. They feel great about you. And that interview is an example of listening by design. And I think more women than men, I mean, I was thinking at the break that if this was, if if network marketing were being translated into Spanish, it would be, it would not be network marquito. It would be network marquita. I think network marketing is inherently feminine. So there.
What do you think of that?
Wow.
Well, that was great story, number one.
Yeah.
And
I love the listening by design, because that's exactly right. And people get so stuck on the coffee shop interview thinking that, you know, they have to get it right. And it really is, I mean, it takes a lot of concentration to listen really well. And it is an aspect that we do so little of that you really, I mean, people get caught up in how to do it right. But it's really just listening from purely wanting to know more about our fellow mankind. That's it.
I agree. Yeah. You know, Tom always says it's from the heart. And when you start that interview from the heart versus from the head, that's where people get tied up thinking they're not doing it right. But when you're
right,
just genuinely having a conversation.
Yeah.
And you guys are so goofed up. You are missing it completely. And I can't believe it. The way that you have the conversation be the way the conversation has to be is when you have the conversation from your heart with no agenda versus your head with an agenda.
Right. And there's no manipulation, which
correct.
Is the other thing that people assume, too.
And with men,
yeah.
If I meet anybody, especially a guy that's as nice as I am, I go, what the hell's the agenda here? What's this guy up to? I am grabbing my, you know, they do. That's the truth. Because I am interested in people, and the lower you are on the level of social acceptance is probably the more Tom Chenault is going to like you. Because who I am is those guys, and I got real lucky and turned it around. But at the same time, that is kind of the essence to this whole deal. You never know who that human being across the table from you is until you get to know that human being. Everything up to that is your judgments, your prejudices, your whatever it is. And we need to break through that. And if you do that, it's going to change families. It's going to change lives. It's going to change relationships. It's going to change everything. Don't you agree with that, John Fogg?
I want to fight you a little bit on the agenda. Good. Number one, if you're a network marketer, 24/7, 365, you have an agenda to build your business. You're never not a network marketer. So you always want to build your business.
Disagree.
Now, what I think you're talking about, and I think what you do, but you say it differently, and this is the kind of I'm going to pick a fight with you thing. It's a question of, so how do you go about building that business? Well, there are people who try to get customers. There are people who try to get people to sign up as distributors. Now, for, you've all got kids. You on the phone, Tom, Denise, Marianne. What, even with your kids who you love, how do you respond when they try to get you to do something?
There's usually some resistance.
Pushback, yeah.
Yeah.
You resist. We resist. It's hardwired. When somebody tries to get us to do something, it's hardwired. But if you approach building your business as, okay, the way that I'm going to build my network marketing business is I'm going to go out in the world and get to know people. I'm going to see if I can serve people. That's it. That's my agenda. That's all. What I think you're going to find is that you'll attract and sign up and have order products more people than with your get agenda, because that's a giving agenda. If you go out to give, what do you think the likelihood is that you're going to get versus if you go out to get?
100% agree. And let's go back to the very beginning when you busted me. Every human being you meet, you have got to have a conscious goal of having made their life better than when they met you. every human being you meet.
However that looks. Yeah.
And so it might be giving somebody a quarter today. You know, Denise about killed me because I gave a bunch of kids $20 on the side of the road that had signs. They were just a bunch of college kids having a blast walking up the road with a sign that says, give your spare chain for Special Olympics. And I rolled down the window and I said, you little crooks better not be stealing this money for beer, but here's money. And it was very cute and very funny. But we were laughing because we didn't know who those kids from either. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The neat thing about it is those kids, instead of going and hanging around with the trench coat mafia, playing video games on killing people in society, they chose a Sunday afternoon to walk up and down the road at a mall in San Antonio, Texas, to raise money for Special Olympics. And if they lose $5 of that, if they use $5 of that for a six pack of beer, I don't care. Denise, now do you feel bad?
Okay. Well, first of all, Tom, the $20 that you give them, the whole $20 is going towards the beer, not the $5.
That was her whole thing, and I told her. She was putting terrible karma into the universe by even intimating those kids to do that. So, all right, we're going to take a break and come back for the final segment of this show today. But you guys have been such rock stars. I love this business for so much. And it is not the companies, the products, or the comp plan. I love this business for the human beings that are absolutely the majority of it. The products have to be great. The comp plan has to be great. The company has to be great. But this is a people business. And that's why we are kicking the butts of corporate America, because we care. That's why we win. We'll be right back.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Fall in love. With food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back. This is the final segment of the Tom Chenault Show. If you have got any kind of way to get to Dallas, Texas next week, get over to the ANMP convention. It's going to be a biggie. There's all kinds of speakers from all over the world that are going to be there. It will be worth your time. Marianne Niehaus was talking about integrity a little bit during the break. Marianne, what do you talk about that a little bit? Why is integrity so absolute? Necessary and need to be present in conversation around the coffee shop interview and everything else?
Well, I think it's really important. You know, you talk about getting in the foxhole with these people, and we were all laughing, like, you know, what do women do? We don't get in the foxhole. Do we get in the closet? I don't know. But I think when you really... I don't know, Denise, you and I will have to talk about that. But,
Integrity, have to come up with another word.
Yeah, another word. Integrity in business, and I always, really look at the level of which I have integrity in myself. And so when you create these relationships with these people, and then you're bringing them into your business, in your network marketing business, the relationship has to be built on integrity and them knowing that you are there for them and that you are going to, you're not going to, the statement of I'm going to, give you a hand. I'm not going to build your team for you, but I'm going to be there to help you and and not just, I signed you up. I think that's why the relationship part of it, where if somebody comes into your business at a click, who are those people? You don't even know them yet. You still have to build that relationship. If you're, getting people via the internet, you still have to build that relationship. And integrity in business has to be a huge part of that.
It's the most important. Well, there's no doubt about it. Garrett McGrath hit the nail on the head. He said, this business is people going broke enthusiastically and taking people with them. And we talked early in the conversation with Bob Crispin. He was talking about most of the network marketers end the relationship at sign up. And with us, and the way that John Milton Fogg is rolling this thing out, and obviously Denise and yourself and myself, the relationship starts at sign up, at enrollment. I even hate the word sign up. I hate that word.
Yeah.
How many people did you sign up? No. It's an enrollment process, and we are enrolling into the possibility of you having a great life. And you have to think of it that way.
Well, the other, the other thing that comes up is that it's a numbers game.
Yeah, it is not a numbers
game.
Right.
How many people are in your business? I get asked that all the time.
Yeah.
Why do they want to know that?
Hey, Tom.
Yeah. Yeah, John.
I came up with one thing today. In sales, the goal is to close. In enrollment, the goal is to open. And that's the basic difference between, it's not just semantics. It's really a fundamental difference in the approach, the outcome, and the process.
Mm.
That's
true.
Well, you just made my Facebook wall, John. You finally gave me a quote I can use that I can attribute to you.
And you're right. I mean, it is that it's, you're right. It's not, that's not semantics. Yeah, I love that.
Well, I think we look at, you know, when you look at how many people, when you go to that enrolling process, enrollment and relationships and what have you, it's not about how many people you have in your business. It's how many people you're helping these people be successful. You have leaders in your business. You're developing leaders in your business. And I think sometimes we, you know, miss that because you get somebody into your business and then, like Bob Christ said, you know, that's where it stops. How many leaders are you developing?
Right. Yep. Absolutely. Well, and it's very, I think it's very difficult to do that job really well with more than three or four people at the beginning, you know, because it takes, when you do it well, it takes a lot of work.
Yeah,
I agree.
This is the easiest, hardest way to do it. But at the end of the day, you are, if you just take the time to get to know people, what, find out what they want to buy and sell that to them when they're ready to buy it, I promise you, you will not be running people out of your life like the typical network marketer. I just put up the hyperlinks for John Milton Fogg, for Marianne Niehaus, for Denise Chenault, and Bob Crisp. Friend those people up. These people don't have enough friends. They're lonely, I can promise you that. And there's a lot to learn from them. And I guarantee you that if you friend them up, your life is going to get better. Stay in the world of relationships. Stay in the world of integrity. We're coming back next week with another great show. We have no idea who it will be. Hopefully Terry Fossum will be here. But no matter what, you guys have a great, great Sunday. I love you all. See you later.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.